This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. Alright? So, put the kids to bed. With the boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on us.
From the jump, when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, was popping with that ass. Passion never for what I wanted, so drop it. I smashing that, you know, and I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up, light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friend, she can get it too. Weed is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on us. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause she can't speak. Bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it out. But I like to pull hair slap at the titty grab. Got a choking cause she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
But I do,
let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on us. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass. I still see your thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want to tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. Her face is a change, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood is still a flossy. We boogie at the club or he'll walk the house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies hanging ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Monster penny dropper right there. Anything else is obsolete. Ride a Mackin, baby. It's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave a nigga some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shadow, begin the blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on us. Feels so good. And I'll put that on us.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Yeah, y'all, what's cracking? West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. As you know, if you're tuning in, hold on. Of course, it's Dagger, but I got to get my lovely co-host in the building. Hold on 1 second. Queen V, how you feeling?
I'm good. How about you?
I've been better, but I'm actually in a better place. Like I'm just not gonna complain. Let's just say that I'm not complaining. I'm alive, breathing. Although you know, I get tired of saying that, but at least I am doing that. So still got a job. You know, things like that. I've got no car now, but it's okay. I'll get that. But it's okay. We're gonna keep it pushing. But now, how's things going with you?
Yeah, all right. I mean, I'm alive. I mean, yeah, we got to be pushing. I mean, like I said, nothing to complain. We all right.
All right. Well, of course, as y'all know, this is West Coast Wednesday's Hump Night. So, as always, this is Adult Matters and Adult Topics. If you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue. You can press 1 to holla at us, but let me get my intro, as I always do, out the way. First, as always, shout-outs to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show, all right? And I even got more shit we're about to bring to the table, so just be ready, all right, y'all? So thank you, Topaz, for letting the Dagger do what he got to do over here on Bang Out Radio. And then next, all independent artists, everybody out there playing them slappers, doing y'all musical thing, that's hip-hop, R&B, rap, whatever you out there doing. If it's independent, fuck with your boys, send in your music to me, as always, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. It will be put in rotation, and we will find a place to play it, all right? Or if you don't want to send it to me, you can always send it to Queen V if you would like. Queen, let them know they can send it to you if they would like to.
Queen V, VEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is Queen V, VEE1991@gmail.com.
And there it is, y'all. So, I mean, either way, make sure you get us your music. We will find a place for it. I mean, damn, we got 3 shows that play music and 1 that's just all talk. But, I mean, throughout 3 shows, your shit will get in rotation, especially if it's popping. So just make sure you turn in some proper music, all right? And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to sit back and support these independent artists, support me, support my co-hosts, just support the show, support Bang Out Radio, because, again, this is the number one place for independent artists. If other people are saying something else different, fuck them. That's how I feel. I'm sorry. This is how I feel. This is the number one spot for real independent artists, real people, real conversation, because this is not only Bang Out Radio, this is reality radio, all right? Ain't no telling what you're going to hear over here. Ain't no telling where we're going to go, but we're going to be 1,000% real with y'all, because, I mean, where else are you going to be able to do that? I'm mad because I'm over here sober. I got no drink, got no weed, fucking cold as fuck. Hand's going to be all shriveled by the time it's my hand already starting to shrivel. I'm looking at it now. That's how fucking cold it is where I'm at. But we here. It is West Coast Wednesday. I'm going to try to get some new music going so I can at least think warm thoughts. You know, I want y'all, you know, wait, let me put on my Theo voice real quick. Hold on. I want y'all, you know, hugged up real nice with that somebody special. maybe not even somebody special, just somebody for the night. Hey, you know, we don't discriminate over here, but I know I want you safe, I want you sound, I want y'all hot, I want y'all horny, I want y'all, you know, to make it through the rest of the week, because we still got two more days before the weekend gets here, all right? So just make sure y'all doing what y'all got to do, pouring up that drink, you know, sipping that wine, sipping that drink, that 80 proof if you really got that, smoking on some weed, got the candlelights lit, whatever the fuck y'all doing, bathtub with the rose petals in it, whatever the fuck y'all out there doing. Just get it popping tonight, all right, y'all? We trying to be in good moods, going to have good thoughts. Supposed to have a new beauty of the week a little bit later. Ain't no telling where the conversation is going to go, but, hey, let's find out, all right? But how we going to start off West Coast Wednesdays, as always. As I always do, brand new music out the gate. Whenever I get it, it's the month, the first in rotation on the following show. I got some brand new Danny the Seducer right here. And we're going to do it like, because, you know, people out here handcuffing lately. So Danny the Seducer featuring Tam is so seductive. Handcuff. We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We'll be back.
I could walk you all the time. M-O-E-T, that's the fuck been sippin', that's the fuck been trippin', my crap house still sippin', FaceTime when I'm gone, she give me down from the distance, and she love to climb on top, cause she love to walk off limpin', pants up, toes down, legs up, toes down, when she jock me, cause she knock me, and we got treats, and then we go around. Gotta know I ate it, she's so sweet now and later. I want that all the time, all the time. I mean, you all the minds when it's
early in the mornings when I think about you. Yeah, I hit you like what you say. In the mornings when I wanna fuck you. Yeah, I hit you like what you say.
Hey, dog. Fucking you, shouted like all of the time. Put you in the air, got you losing your mind. Fresh up out the tub, I eat you from behind. Jeremiah playing late, thanks for rewind. Telephone ringing, I cut off your line. Tomorrow's your man, but tonight you are mine. Breaking up pain, I wrote a New Yorker. We drink together, she loves when I choke. Pulling your hair, smacking your ass. Leaned over balconies, good full of cash. Spitting in your mouth, I can't help but I'm nasty. Thank you daily, there's no need to ask me. Emotions attached, we might just be fucked. Drugging all night with drink left in our cup. Minutes turn hours, hours turn days. We may need a break, but still time to say.
In the morning, find nothing about you. Yeah, I hit you like what you said. In the morning, when I wanna fuck you. Yeah, I hit you like what you said. I could fuck you all the time.
That moment when she whispers in my ear exactly how she wants it.
Yeah. Chicks want to do is talk about spiritual blessings and stuff. We're never going to score here.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Cornholio, Prophet Butthead.
Tomorrow we will engage in the great conception.
The great what?
Contraption, what?
Yes, tonight the vessels must prepare themselves to receive your essence.
Yeah.
There will be a...
Well, the essence must be the vessels and the blue. Let's get out of here, Beelus.
Perhaps it's good that they rest up for tomorrow.
Yes. It is very good that the beloved and Prophet Butthead are so young. They must have great energy to make love to us all tomorrow.
This place sucks.
Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V, still here?
Of course. Right, I always.
Yeah, just make it show, just make it show. And then, yeah, like I said, y'all, that's the mood I'm in tonight. Ladies, y'all feel special tonight because I'm trying to turn this officially, like, all the way ladies' night. So we're going to have them slow tracks tonight. I want people to feel cool, calm, relaxed. I'm going to try to be in my Theo voice all night because, like, I call it my Theo voice because, you know, bitches used to love Theo before they found out he was Oriental. And even that, they still got at him and shit. You know, Theo used to have him. But I call it my Theo voice. But, like I said, this is West Coast Wednesdays. We are here, and then I don't know. Usually, I don't have a set theme for the entire night, but tonight I just wanna help out the fellas because some fellas out there need help. But I wanted to come from the ladies, all right? So like I said, and this is we're talking strictly the bedroom game, all right? So any ladies that's out there tonight that want to call in again, 661-621-7559, press 1, holler at us, and let us know, you know, what maybe these fellas need to do, what they need to switch up, what they need to pay attention to. What they can work on. You know, I'm going to ask a few, I'm gonna throw a few questions out there throughout the night. We'll just see where things go, whatever. But that's kind of what we're on. Because, like I said, I'm tired of ladies being disappointed with shit. And then they take that out on good guys. You know, I'm trying to break this cycle here. So hopefully somebody's out there listening, y'all out there paying attention, and y'all going to take some notes. Get your pad and pens out here. Because, like I said, we do sit over here and try to help sometimes on Bang Out Radio as well. Especially on hump nights, because like I said, nobody wants their sex game all fucked up. Nobody wants to be, you don't want to be, trust me, fellas, you don't want to be on a girl's bad list when it comes to sex, fuck it, or whatever. You don't want to be on the bad list. Because trust me, these ladies have lists, they got categories, they will categorize a nigga so fast. Trust me, you don't want to be in the negative categories of these, all right? I mean, don't take it from me. Queen, am I lying? My line, do females be prioritized? I don't know. Is it prioritizing, ordering? You know what I'm trying to say, right? You need to be on scales and shit.
Yes, I know after the time of getting it in, if I'm going to message you again, of course I do.
Okay, just make it so. But let's see who else we got out here on the phone lines tonight. Straight out the 323, hold up. 0735, you almost got us. You got Dagger and Queen V. What it do? Hello? and she didn't want to talk to me. Okay, that's okay, but it's cool. But no, but Queen, let me ask you that first. Now, well, let's start off with this one, always the age-old question. Does size matter? Let's just start there. That's always the most basic question. Now, do what you do it. I mean, be honest. Be honest.
I mean, because I can't answer that because, well, okay, I can, but I mean, because I'm trying to be fair about it. Like, okay,
no,
it's
not about being fair. Your honest opinion from the queen. Don't try to, you know how we get down over here. Don't try to aggravate me.
I'm trying to figure out a way to answer this the proper way because I don't want fellas out there to be like, oh,
no, it's
she
a simple, hates it's a simple yes or
like,
no.
I like that. Like, yes, to me, size does matter. But personally, have I come across that? No, but yes.
See, you're saying no and yes. See, you're trying to be me and shit. You can't be me. You got to pick a side.
You got to know what you're doing. Like,
no, see, that's always the question. It's like, is it the size of the boat or is it the motion in the ocean? You know what I mean? They say that. But that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of, like, right now. But hold on real quick. Hold on. Before we get too far into this, straight out to 646. Hold up. 2044, you got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
Hey, what's poppin', man? Lying in
the building. What it do, Pippin? How you feeling?
I'm chilling, man. I was about to go to sleep, and I came down to smoke a blunt, and I went on Facebook for like 2 seconds and saw that the show was on. I was like, oh, shit, forgot all about it.
It's all right, man. You ain't the only one. Everybody forgets every now and then. But see the weed? See how the weed bring people together? See what I mean? See, I'm just jealous now that you're smoking and I'm not, but it's okay. Lion, don't trip. But see, I was asking my queen right here, like I'm saying, she was trying to dance around the question real quick. Now, my opinion is... I'm just going to say it like this. And I'm just basing it on what I've heard from girls. You know, I deal with a lot of females. I've talked to a lot of females in my history. You know, I've heard a lot of things, and I pay attention. That's one thing Dagger does do is pay attention. So, I mean, it's like this. I guess I'm kind of like Queen, because I've heard it both ways. Yes, size does matter. Because, again, fellas, if you stuck, well, like I said, if you hold up your pinky, if everybody holds their pinky right now, and fellas, if your shit is smaller than that, whatever the size of your pinky is, or at that same length, you got an issue. I'm sorry. Bottom line, period. You might want to find some implants, some kind of surgery or something. That's it. If your dick is the same size as Baby Stewie off the Family Guy, you got a problem. I'm just saying. If you're a grown-ass man and it's getting you like that, that's the issue. And that's just across the board. Ladies, it's not fucking with you now. If you got something, all right, if you do have something, as long as it's not a pinky size or whatever or something like that, then you have to go to the, you know, you do have to work. You have to have your technique down. You have to understand what you're doing because people don't realize. Hey. See, a lot of guys, what I like to call, and these are the guys that only care about themselves in a sense when it comes to sex and everything like that, they do what I like to call that jackrabbit shit. They get in, they just tat, till they bust, and then they move the fuck on or roll over, do what they do. I'm pretty sure a lot of girls have come across some type of people.
In my opinion, if you're small, if you can't handle your chick, you better learn to eat some pussy.
Now, see, there's the next thing that we were going to get to. Like I said, see, lying always comes through. The real motherfuckers here, because we can jump into that as well. That's your backup. You know what I mean? But see, here's the thing. Cause yeah, fellas, if you ain't blessed like that, because it's kind of like a little dick nigga is kind of like a fat girl to dudes, in my opinion. It's that nigga's got to do that. I'm dead serious. And listen, why? Because nigga got to do everything else because that part of him, you know what I mean, is not going to be up to par. So he got to make sure he do everything else. You know, your bathwater, put roses in the water. You know, he got to do the whole shebang, rub you down with baby, you know what I mean, make you really all the way get all sensitive and everything like that, and then do something. You know what I mean? Other niggas sometimes you don't have to get it.
That's why I said what I said, because it's just like, okay, you have a little, you can, but I mean, I've come across some of those, you know, where they wasn't there, let me say they was a Minuteman. I mean, it wasn't.
I don't know.
No,
wait a minute, man.
Like, when it came down to it, though, like, he did his thing. Like, that's what he enjoyed.
Oh, he handled
to
that minute, though, didn't he? That minute was popping, though. It was only a minute, but it was a cracking-ass minute. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Wow.
That was the best minute ever, though, huh? Like,
I never said
the best of all Minutemen. Is that
I
what you're
never
telling
said
me? The number one Minuteman in the world. Now look, I'm not sitting up here talking about
no,
that because I'll admit,
wait,
look, I'm the first
wait,
one to
wait,
admit
wait,
it. Yo,
wait,
there are them times. Let me admit, I'll admit there are them times that my, you know, Dagger may have been on the dry spell for a little while or whatever. You know, man, not gotten in a week, maybe two sometimes, depending on how shit goes. Then when he finally gets something good, or whatever, and she try to just throw it on a nigga, you know, it may pop early. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna sit here and act like
real
it don't happen.
I ain't finna front. Happened to me too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But here's the thing: if that shit is happening every time, then there's an issue. If every
then
time you're a Minuteman, like I was saying,
that conversation.
There's a problem with that. You know what I mean? If every single time that you get in, that you're doing it, he pops off in a minute. I mean, I don't care how bomb the pussy is. I mean, I done came across some bombness sometimes, but just, and here's the one thing also as well. Look, even with me, even if I pop off like that in that minute, I'd be like, you know what? My bad. Give me five. And I'm back in there sitting, and I'm handling my bit because I feel like I owe somebody something, and I hate owing people shit. And that comes down to everything. Like, nah, good looking, but nah, I'm not going to go out like that. I'm not going to go out like that. Like, and then what's always funny, though, is that after you pop that first one easy, if it comes out that easy or whatever, you know that round two is going to be some thrashing. You know I'm coming back hard because we done already got that first one out easy. Think, like, what was that movie? What was that movie? It was a funny movie. It had Ben Stiller in it. It had the white girl. Something About Mary. Remember when that nigga was like, well, I got to pop one off early, so then maybe later. And then they found it in his ear, all that shit. She thought it was Joe. We know how the joke goes. But, I mean, the idea is still kind of the same, like a little bit. Like, you get that first one off early, you rest a little bit or whatever, that second round is going to be popping. But, But also at the same time, like I said, I've heard girls say they come across dudes with really big dicks that don't know what to do with them. Now, that's a weird thing as well. Now, I don't know how that works. But here's a question. Here's one. Can a dick be too big? Now, and I only ask this because, like I said, I do watch porn and everything like that. Like I said, no homo and everything, but sometimes, like I said, niggas got them foot-long, you know, 2-foot-long motherfuckers and shit. But I be thinking, if I had that shit right, if my dick was that big, and I'll whip that out. That's not something you can just whip out on just a regular girl, can you? I mean, that's like some porno shit, right? Can a regular girl handle that? Can a regular girl handle that much? Like,
I'm seeing, like, yes, I dabble in my porn a little bit too. But, no, I've seen, I don't know. I don't know how to explain this without sounding weird. okay, let's be honest with it. Fuck it. The homegirl showed me her dude dick and was like, you know, like, I'm scared to get on it. You know, I'm scared. She's like, because it's kind of big. And, you know, she showed it to me and was like, yeah, that is huge. Like, I would be scared too. Like, it looks like it, like, jump out and eat you. Like, but, I mean, I don't know. Like, I've never come across that situation myself. If it all came down good, I might be bold enough to do it. But, I mean, like,
My thing is, I guess don't be scared. But, I mean, like, some of these dudes just, like, really, like, and I'm just talking, like, I can just imagine, like, I can just see, because sometimes, like I said, I'm not even about to sit here and act like I'm the biggest man in the world, but sometimes girls are making me feel like I'm just, they be like, damn, that's so big, like, really? Like, you know, I kind of doubt myself at the same time, because like I said, I watch porn and everything like that, so I was like, nah, I've seen niggas with shit that go below their kneecaps and shit like that or whatever, so I mean, but at the same time, it's like, are you really, like, scared? Like, girls get scared? Like, I'm not fucking with that.
Well, mind you, as a female, you gotta realize, yes, your shit goes back, but at the same time, if you sit up here on this ginormous thing, it doesn't go all the way back.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit a bitch in the back of her throat from fucking her, like going all the way through the body. But no, yeah, but hold on, all right. Like I said, we already got things started. But, okay, I see my Beauty of the Week is checked in, so what we're going to do is we're going to get into some music real quick. We're going to come back in interview mode. Queen, you ready? We're going to get in interview mode.
Hey,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You going back to bed, man. You finish your blunt. Go ahead. Let people know where they can Google you and shit real quick. Quick shout outs. And yeah, thanks for checking in real quick.
Google Lions Music, y'all already know. LIONZMUZIK, all one word. Check out my Facebook, my Reverb, all of that, man. Come check me out.
There it is, y'all. Make sure y'all fuck with the Lion and the Lions there. It's going real big. Young Kicks, everybody out there, man. Good looking out. Keep sending me that music, man. And yeah, you already know what's up, Lion. Anytime, man. You're always welcome.
All right, definitely, man. Have a good one.
For sure.
Bye,
Lion.
Have a good night, Queen B.
All right, y'all. So, yeah, we're going to get into some more music real quick, and then we'll be right back with Dagger's Newest Beauty of the Week. All right? So y'all be ready, be set, and we will be right back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V, Bang Out Radio.
So this is God, man. Thanks for the ladies, man.
What to do, and yeah, you know I be a pro at it. Full play action, big dick smashing. I can please your girl to your satisfaction. I can beat it up, but never wipe you up, cause I ain't drunk enough to even do that. Take a couple shots of Patron, I'm in my zone. Figure it, and figure it till you come. Big dick slayer, that's me. I'ma go all night until you weaken your knees. I make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back. Whack to that, slap to that. Do you like that? Deep stroke, short stroke. Do you want more? Do you like it fast, or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you my Juliet. When it comes to sex, girl, you know I need a wig. Got me dug in deep, run eyes, baby, we in between the seats. So sexy and thick, you so unique. I'm an energizer bunny, girl, you know I'm a freak. I'm a hands-on worker, so I beat the walls down. Don't eat pussy, but it still go down. I'ma beat it all around. So I beat the walls down. Call me Mike Jones, cause I have to say it twice. If it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right. Sexing all day and throughout the night. I'm in between the legs, my performance is nice. Hit her with the daddy stroke, but she wants the flizz. Hands on the head, cause my shit's the best. Had to jump out, cause she want the red. All up in the stomach on my way to her. Cheers.
What you doing? If it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
Very first time that I heard your voice, lip gloss looking moist. Having fantasies that you would see the man in me, never demanded me, and I would be your choice. Then again, how could I not be? I got plans to put wet bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky. And I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky. To put a slipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs. Prisoner of love, in a position with ambitions to go evaluate my mission. Looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that can be together forever, no matter the weather. Struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us. And in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't smile with no guy. So don't be acting shy like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you were so fly. Every time that I see you, I hear you at phone high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? The one that be happily married with kids. One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say. This ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue, it ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Still I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
What you doing? If it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
I know that you
she's feeling my intellect. My body got your interest. And I know you wanna just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, stand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me. And that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever. Do bad times and better. No distance. And I'm kinda shy, and I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me.
Hug so tight, we breathe each other. If you keep this up with the Midas touch, I promise you ain't gonna be another. See, your body heat exhausts me. It's like mind control without the thing. And I know that I got you all hot. And I know you got that gold, don't stop, but chill out. I'm in it for the villain while we blowing on the killer. Lay my head on your chest as you lay on my pillow. And another on my legs and another in the middle. Tickle me, I do the wiggle just a little. Sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God you mind soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie. Put your arms around me. Closer, my head on your shoulder. Hold my hand as we grow older. This is special, talk with motion. Feel emotion, boy. Rub my skin, I smile within. Cause you are on my side. So when you wanna show the lady, she's the only lady. When you wanna show your man, he's the only baby. You like it, you love it, you need it. It's nothing, you see it, you want it. Come closer and touch it.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hand.
Dom is like a dominatrix. Like, I'm in, like, the early stages. But yes, I am a dom.
Oh, you? Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to. Yeah. We're going to talk. Yeah. But go ahead. Keep going. Keep going, Amy. Anything else you want people to know, real quick?
I'm a Scorpio, and
I just have to agree with you. I'm sorry. I'm a Scorpio too. So.
Hey, so you already know. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty much open for any questions you got.
Oh, here we go. See, here we go. Now, hold up. No, but we'll start off just general. I mean, you said you switched from psychology over to nursing. Now, what was your reason for doing that? Because, you know, I took psychology as well. I like psychology, figuring out how people think, you know, trying to get in their heads and everything like that. I guess that's why I do radio, because, you know, I get to ask these kind of questions. But what made you switch over to nursing?
Well, actually, I chose psychology because I was a stripper, so I wanted to know how my customers thought, you know, how men think.
But oh, you're trying to cover your ass. Smart. See? This is what I'm talking about. Let me first of all just give you props right off top, because, you know, I met some strippers, and most strippers are dumb. I'm sorry. A lot of them can be dumb, and that's the smartest thing I've heard. So I just had to give you props on that. And, like, I was doing what I was doing, but to learn how these niggas think, to keep myself safe, I took a psychology class. Like, see, this is, people don't think like that. You know, I love that. But go ahead.
Yeah, and then what I heard on the news, they were like, well, psychology majors have the highest unemployment rate at 19%. So I'm like, oh, no, it's time for me to change. it's time for me to change career choices. So I decided nursing. I mean, everybody's getting sick. You know, there's a high shortage of it. And then Obamacare is coming up. So, you know, once I finish school, I'll be in there.
Yeah, in there straight away. Right. Yeah, that's right. And then, yeah, you're right about psychology majors, too, because, I mean, when you, with your psychology thing, I mean, that's whether you're going to be a psychiatrist or something like that, or, you know, you got to work in a hospital as, like, a counselor or something. It's not that many of those. And usually once somebody's set in that, then, you know, their job is pretty much secure unless they do something stupid, like try to rape one of their people or something like that. But, yeah, you're right. See, but real smart. Definitely see a lady about her money, about her paper chase, educated. Definitely. So when you get your nursing, you're going to go straight into that. So what are you currently doing now? I mean, besides nursing, what do you like to do? Now, let me look. Hold on. Let me go back to my bio. Now, I love the bar hopping. I love the bar hopping part. Now, when you say bar hopping, like literally, like there's different versions of bar hopping. I've seen it like, well, you know, you get turned up at one spot for the night. Like I go here on Friday, here on Saturday, you know what I mean? Calm down on Sunday. Or is it one of those like, you know what, I'm going to start early about 7 p.m., and I'm going to go to this bar for an hour, then this bar the next hour, you know, like, or is it one of those type of bar hopping nights? What's one of your nights out like? Let us know.
Okay, on a typical night, well, my typical weekend is a Friday or Saturday. So what me and my girlfriends do, we're like the turn-up queens. Like, wherever we go, we turn up. So what we do is we typically hit happy hours. You know, we some cheap bitches. So we'll like, you know, get the $3, $4 margarita.
Yeah.
Drink, Long Island, drink, and then we'll go from one bar to the next bar to the next bar to the next bar until, like, closing.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably, you know, shake our butts or whatever and then go home.
As you should. Nothing wrong with that. Sounds like a good night. I'll try to catch up with y'all one of these nights. I'm gonna let me know what's up. That sounds like a good night to me. Shit. And then, let's see. Single, you repping team single, you team occupied, if you don't mind me asking, where you at with that?
Pardon me?
Are you repping team single or are you repping what I like to call team occupied, like you're occupied? Like.
Explain occupied. What is occupied?
When you're occupied, it's like, okay, you got somebody that you're actually worried about that actually worries about you. So, like, if you're going out on one of your club nights or whatever, that's the person on your phone, like, where are you at, what you doing, you know. Are you occupied? You have somebody you may have to answer to or check in with, or are you single and free?
I'm free. You know, I'm not married, so team occupied, that's until I'm married. You know, clearly I'm single.
If it ain't a ring on the finger, it's not. Okay, so. Okay. No, I only ask because, usually when girls are single in most situations, I mean, there's a reason. Is there because, like I said, you're working, you enjoy being single, niggas is about that bullshit nowadays? I mean, I only ask because there's usually a reason behind it.
Well, I mean, I just got out of a relationship for 3 years, so, and it was an older man, and I wasn't happy. So clearly I had to, like, let that go, and, I was in bondage. You know, I'm too fine to be sitting here playing wife to somebody with no growth. So I decided I wanted to be free. I mean, I was being free for the past 6 months during the relationship, but I had to kind of like...
but fully free, like, fuck it, huh? Like, see, that's
yeah, that part.
You never want to be in a situation where you're doing something else anyway. We've had those talks on here, too, because those stories can get real crazy. Was he, did you, if you don't mind me asking, was you actually, was he like a crazy person? Was he a crazy nigga? We dealt with crazy niggas. Was he a crazy one?
You know, he wasn't crazy. He was just broke, like, every time. Like, really broke. Like, we was on Sweet Tea's and McDonald's all day, like.
Wow, the
clearly.
Dollar Sweet Tea's at McDonald's? That's it? Wow. What was I saying at the beginning of the show? You don't want to get on no girl's bad list about anything, right? Don't want to get on no girl's bad list about nothing. But, oh, man. And then what do you see? I mean, what do you plan on getting into? I mean, yeah, I see you want to be a nurse and everything. I mean, is that what your goal is? You want to go into nursing, or is that just going to pay the bills? I mean, what do you want to do, maybe? Or what do you set out to do?
I mean, you know, I live day by day, you know, one day at a time. Like, I don't really think too far ahead, but eventually I just want to climb the nursing ladder, you know, do my LVN, my RN, my BSN, my MSN, as far as it'll take me. I like school, so I'm pretty confident that I can finish. But,
oh, no, yeah, you straight. I mean, like I said, nursing,
yeah.
You'll always, once you get in there, just make sure when you draw people's blood, you know what I mean? You can get it on the first time, because I hate them girls that can't, that have to take hit you like 3, 4, 5 times to find a vein and shit. So get your practice on. You want to be that good nurse assistant, because, man, there's some crazy people out there. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Now, just a word of advice I would ask you or to give out to those ladies out there, because, like I'm saying, you've done the stripping thing. You said that yourself. But, I mean, you've done certain avenues where, you know, a lot of girls fall apart in those situations. You know what I mean? They either can't handle it, they get lost in it, they get taken advantage of in it. You know what I mean? There's all kind of issues that go with those routes. But, I mean, you take a certain route, you made it out, you did, and you're continuing to grow. Is there any advice you would give to anybody maybe listening out there, maybe, you know, in the situation, going through it? I mean, how do you make yourself better, I guess, in a sense? Or how did you make things better for yourself?
Well, really, I went into dancing because I liked it. I like to be the exhibitionist. So,
so just, it's just the freaky side. Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, it is definitely a confidence booster, but for some women who are, you know, out there doing what they have to do for whatever reason, all that I suggest is that they stay focused. You know, don't let the money, you know, try to stay sober. Don't, you know, get pressured by coke or weed or even weed, like,
yeah, wait,
drugs,
don't start
but...
talking about weed. Weed's my best friend. leave weed alone.
just stay on your P's and Q's, because, you know, a customer will look at you and want to, you know, he'll follow you home. You know, he'll be so in love with you after that performance, he'll follow you home. So all I say is to stay focused, kind of keep to yourself, make your money, get in, get out, and have a plan, save money, you know, because as fast as you might not have any all make it rain days. Everybody ain't going to make it rain on you every day. You know,
no, yeah.
Some girls think that.
Okay. All right, y'all ladies. I hope, like I said, I hope some of y'all ladies out there paying attention, because I can't, because people don't listen to me. I say that all the time. People don't listen to me. I sit here and try to tell people stuff all the time. But that's why I have people come on here and speak from their own experiences, speak from what they have going on, because maybe they'll listen to you, you know. And it's just about making things easier. That's why we always try to share experiences and talk, because you know, I share a lot of my shit, because I just don't want nobody going through the shit that I've had to go through. We all have to go through some shit, but damn, sometimes you could be like, you know what? I want somebody to be like, you know what? Dagger said that shit wasn't going to work out, so I'm not even going to fuck with it in the first place. But, you know, you have them hard-headed people that are just going to do whatever they feel they need to do. So, But Amy J, I mean, it's wonderful having you here. I mean, if you're available, I mean, you're going to hang out for the rest of the show, or you just going to stop by for your interview and you're going to move on?
Well, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'm, you know, I'm down for the ride.
There
know?
It is. That's what I like to hear, Amy J. You just made my night. So we got Amy J, Dagger's newest cute beauty of the week, hanging out tonight with me and Queen for the rest of the show. We're going to get into some topics. I want to talk about this dominatrix shit, because I look at a little bit of porn. I've seen her a lot of stories. I see a lot of shit. And I'm just wondering, because there's some crazy people out there that actually want stuff done to them by a sexy female in, like, all leather or something. I want to hear some of these stories, all right? So We're going to get into Dagger's double play real quick, and we're going to be right back with, like I said, Dagger's newest beauty of this week checking in. Queen V is always hanging out. And like I said, if you want to get in on this conversation, maybe you got a dominatrix question to ask or something, like always, holler at us, y'all. 661-621-7559 as always. You can chill in the queue. You can press 1 to holler at us. And I'm trying to get on this freaky shit with y'all tonight, too. So we're going to slow down on Dagger's double play. We'll be right back. We'll see y'all in a minute.
LA, West Coast, all day. Tired of the bullshit, the bitches, the haters, all of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it. Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next order. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DVD to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he wants your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, tell him make you sweat. Do the things you have that I never did. He get you wet, I get you wet. I do it better, better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give him a lick right after you fuck. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it, but I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that I did that yet. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it, but I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you fuck.
Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other. With my woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, now that ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I never did. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck.
Baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom. Looking so good, I like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Keep it sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on. Please.
Waited long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a cheddar. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after you suck.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
Like this.
Now just the right
heart away, now I'm feeling like a hostage. Follow this, when I met her, she was independent. All black, nice, rack, beauty was the business. She was with the business, smoke, drink, and party on. Even telling me she want another girl to lick up on. I was gone, put her first, I can't lie. She earned her place with other girls who try to set you out. To the face, never hesitated once. She can laugh, it ain't a joke. One night, we fucked a girl, and then she almost slit her throat. For real, y'all, but you're not the judge of her. When I saw that, that's when I knew I was in love with her. You are a natural born killer. Ride it down and get it in, but if you're gonna kill the bitch, don't talk about it, do it then. We change hearts and did the things that couples do, but happiness it didn't last. What the fuck I'm gonna do?
Do I hold on? Do I let it go? Everything that I think about, I found I don't know. I hold. Do I hold on? Or do I let it go? And if I'm gonna change, then tell me where I'm gonna go.
Well, daddy never gave a fuck. Lost a job, what I do, big down, picked you up. This shit gets real tense, listen up and hear me out. We moved in with a girl I used to fuck and a nigga out. We didn't laugh, forgot about. Moved in with my mom and dad, they were mad, she was sad. Things were getting really bad. My parents never fucked with us, didn't wanna fuck with y'all. I'm in the middle, holding down the center like it's basketball. Then they made a leave, that is my Canadians. I'm paying for the rushy fucking niggas for some groceries. We'll take my car to see these niggas, acting strange and very odd. Fucking niggas at your work, I got you this job.
Damn.
So that's the way it is, you want to be a silly hoe, you said. This is my chance to go, break loose and get away. A lot of y'all would choose to walk, that is dumb, I chose to stay.
Do I hold on or do I let it go? Everything that I think about, I found I don't know.
Kept their hands in my pocket, but I didn't stop at times. I'm good if things got better. She wanted her own apartment, now we living together. You see, it started with a lot of fun, but ended with a lot of pain. I'm not ashamed to tell my story, let me explain. You did our favor several months, I thought that no one could touch us. Until this bitch that I used to fuck decided to fuck us. When you left me for the second time, you thought I wasn't getting right. Cause you was always fucking other niggas getting out of line. But I told you, grabbed it out for calm your nerves to take a look. Choice, what you got is right, she's beeping over Facebook. Now you back to doing whole shit. Should've left you dead, fucking niggas in our house, in our room, in our bed. All the shit I did for you, all the shit I should've done. I went to jail for nothing, now you pregnant, hope you had fun.
Do I hold on, do I let it go? Everything that I think about, I found I don't know.
Christmas? My man Santa.
And come
controversial R&B superstar R. Kelly will be heading into court tomorrow for the first day of his latest highly anticipated trial for child pornography and lewd acts for the local minor.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with The Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, Dagger, Queen V, still good?
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, gotta get Amy J back in. Hold on one quick second, Amy. I'm sorry. I don't know why I pressed the fucking reset button on my computer screen. I do apologize. Hold on one second. Da-da-da. But oh man, that's, I don't know. I'm feeling good. This is why I do this again. Just real quick, the props out to everybody that's listening and support the show, calls in, that fucks with Dagger, fucks with Queen V, fucks with Bang Out Radio. Because, like I said, when I'm feeling really good right now, and I'm like I said, I'm not high and I'm not drunk, but I'm still good. I'm chilling. I'm hanging out, getting some questions answered. Like this is what this is all about. So. Again, thank you everybody out there for supporting the show, for being part of the show. Like I said, all y'all got to do is talk about the show. That's all I ask. I'll just talk about the show, spread word about the show, let your friends know what we got going on over here, what we're trying to do. Support these independent artists. If you know somebody that's doing music, trying to need some place to get their music played and heard, holla at us, all right? We do it looking out for everybody. Again, Bang Out Radio. Wait, I'm sorry. Again, Dagger at Bang Out Radio. Wait, what is my fucking email? Hold on, I'm sorry. dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, that's where you get at me for anything. Send in your music, want to set up interviews, ladies, you want to be Dagger's Beauty of the Week or something, that's where you get at me to send your pics and everything like that. Or, again, as always, if you want to send in your music to somebody else besides me, Queen, let them know they can send their music to.
Queen VBEE1991@gmail.com. Again, you guys, it's QueenB1991@gmail.com.
All right, so y'all just make sure y'all fuck with us, all right? Because we're here for y'all, and this is what we're trying to do. I'm here for y'all. I'm here for myself as well. It keeps me from going crazy and losing my fucking mind and shit and everything like that. But, again, we're all in this together. And also, if you want to call in, still got time, 661-621-7559. You either just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at us. And now, see, this is why I shouldn't do certain things. Now, I'm sorry because I got my calls, but I need to get – there we go. We got people back now. Hold on. First guy, Amy J, still good?
Yes, I'm still
okay,
here.
Sorry about the hold up. All right, now before I bring in the other callers, before I got another call, I want to bring in real quick. Before I do that, I want to ask, because you said something that when you were stripping and doing the stripping and everything, or dancing, I'm sorry. You said it was an exhibition thing, right? Now my question is, what is the definition of exhibitionism? Because I'm trying to figure out where I stand, because I don't know if I'm an exhibitionist or a voyeurist. And it seems kind of like the same thing. Is there a difference between that? Because I really don't technically understand the dictionary definition of that, of either one, but since you brought it up, maybe you know, so I can kind of figure out where I'm at with things. What's an exhibitionist?
Okay. Actually, they're opposites, but an exhibitionist is someone who enjoys being watched. Bottom line, that's it.
All right.
Right, and then voyeur is someone who likes to watch.
Oh. Okay. Well, see, I'm both then. Okay, that's what I was curious about. Okay, because when people know things that I don't, you ask questions. That's how we get answers. You know, people be scared to ask sometimes. But hold on, straight out of Florida, hollering at us, Juicy. How you feeling tonight?
What's up? I'm chilling, checking out.
Thanks. Good. That's good. How you feeling this evening? Just maxing, relaxing. What you sipping on, man? I think everybody's drinking but me.
No, baby, I'm not sipping. I'm straight like a bullet.
Okay. Well, we all still hanging out. We good. Now, but the dominatrix thing. Now, let me ask this. Now, because you said you're starting off fresh, right, Amy J? I mean, how long would you say you've been in the dominatrix game or been doing the dominatrix thing?
Well, I played in it for about a couple years ago. I played in it. I had my first experience a couple years ago. Then I paused on it. I was kind of a little frightened. But then I started to get into it about 6 months ago.
All right. Now, I guess the first question is, do you go out looking for dudes to be dominated, or do you just say, I'm a dominatrix, and guys come to you talking about, I want you to do this, that, or whatever to me?
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, you know, you'd be surprised who wants to be dominated. You really would be surprised.
Surprise me real quick. I mean, you know, you don't got to throw people names out there and everything like that. But I mean, are we talking like? I'm thinking we're talking like lawyers or something, huh? Like some of the people you would never even think would want somebody to sit up and tell them what to do. And then, well, let me ask this: What are some of the things you have done to people? Or you say some of the weirdest things people have asked you to do? I mean, is it just a bunch of whooping and tie me up? Or because I've heard stories though, like.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you've had to do in your experience to somebody?
On the basic level, typical spanking, cursing, you know, the role playing. And then on the most extreme, I fucked them in an ass.
I just had to ask. But I mean, okay, now I gotta ask though again. Now, you had to strap on, like you was a dyke fucking the girl and he was just bent over like that, or like just dildo with the hand type shit, or how did that, I can't believe I'm asking, but how did that go with that?
Well, I mean, which one? Because I've had the one I've had the one where I've had to wear a strap on, like the whole put your legs through the hoops and you have a rubber one, and then I've had a glass one. I've had one where he supplied his own one, and it was a long glass one. So which one?
Wow, he supplied his own.
Yeah, he brought it. So does that make him gay? Because obviously a girl's doing it to him, so you think he's just a freak? He just likes shit like that?
Well, I'm not going to answer the question, but I'll let her answer. But to add on to kind of that question, in a sense, because they're saying that this is one thing that I've heard. I mean, I've never done this, but they say, and girls even have tried to do this, almost killed a bitch almost this shit one day, but some guys get into that shit too. Like when they be fucking or they be doing something, and the girls stick their finger in their butt or whatever, and it's supposed to increase the orgasm or something like that for guys. I would never want to find out if that's true, but okay, but yeah. But I'm sorry, just to add Dagger's opinion on that, man, if you get fucked in the ass, you gay. I don't care what especially if it's by choice and you bring your own glass dildo, like, here, please use this. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, from my experience, to be honest with you, sometimes you got to try them, you know, like, no one on top of you. Sometimes you got to slip a finger through, you know, the crack of the crease, you know, to see what's popping. You know, I want to see, you know, if he jumps a little bit, like, hey, Shawty ain't with it, you know what I'm saying? I want to know what's up.
No, man, yeah, just don't ever be nowhere near my ass.
Oh, that's amazing. I've never tested a guy like that, but I've heard stories about females testing dudes like that. That amazes me. But I have a question because I'm interested. I like sex. I like to talk about sex. What made you want to decide to do that? Like, do you like that? Like, do you like telling people what to do, or are you the one who likes being told, like, you know, you with your dude or whatever? He's telling you, like, babe, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. Like, do you like being dominated, or do you like, you know, or do you like that? Like, is it I don't know. I have multiple questions.
Yeah, pick one real quick.
I'm just going to know for myself. I'm just really interested. I'm drinking, and I want to know what's going on. I think with me, I just really want to see, you know, what type of guy he is, because you'll never know these days. You know, you could be the hardest gangsters fresh out of prison, and you might get fucked in the ass, and you'll never know.
No, if they're fresh out of prison, they probably got fucked in the ass already. But
well,
anyway,
you know,
go ahead.
You might get that year and that day, you know what I'm saying?
So.
Yeah. That's a question, right?
Yeah, it was a question. I mean, I guess the question was, let me try to rephrase or try to break it down because, you know, I'm the sober one right now. Just basically, do you like to be dominated or is it like, have you been dominated before and this is like turning you into like you want to be a dominatrix, like, yo, I want to be the one telling people what to do, or are you just naturally like being that dominating person? You like being in control. You like handling things, like, you know what I mean? Or do you... Which side of the fence are you on that sense? Now I sound like her, but I guess let's start with this. Would you rather dominate or be dominated? Let's start there. Which is more of a turn on, I guess?
I'm pretty versatile. Like, if I'm in a serious relationship without business or discipline, I know how to play the woman role. You know, I'm not too much domination, you know, but enough to know that I'm the woman and he's the man. But on a business standpoint,
Given that you gotta go to work. You gotta go to work and do what you gotta do.
I can accommodate it, whatever you need. But you know, as a dom, that's all I am, business wise. But as a woman with my man, I know how to be submissive.
Now let me ask this. Now, what kind of, if you don't mind, you know, spreading this knowledge, what kind of money is in this kind of thing? Like these, you get paid like
by the hour?
Do they just pay for like, okay, I want to pay you this for this, and when that's done, then you just, you know what I mean? Or is it like an hourly thing, or how does that work?
Each dom sets their own rate, but
okay.
I mean, the more that they're willing, I mean, the more that they want you to do, the harder you have to work. I mean, clearly, like if you want to fuck someone in the ass, you're going to charge $1,000 or better. I mean, I would imagine. I do. I charge $1,000 or better.
God damn
it. I'm strapping up, baby. I strap up and fuck everybody.
This is what's amazing to me. That's the lowest. The fact that there are people out there that will sit here and pay a woman $1,000 at least, not at least $1,000, to have her fuck him in the ass.
Yes. It's too many bodily fluids involved. I mean, he starts to clean his ass on the dildo.
Wow. So, MJ, with your experience, is it more older men that like to be dominated, or is it younger guys?
It's older men. Who, lived through the civil rights era, wants a black woman to dominate. But,
Are you fucking like 80-year-olds in their asses? Like, are these, like, really old?
No.
Like, how old are you talking?
No. The oldest that I've had was 75, and he was...
I traveled.
He was in Brooklyn. I was dancing in New York. He's a regular, but at the time he was 75, had a dick implant, but it broke. It's broke.
Wait. She said he had a dick implant and it broke.
Yeah, it was $20,000. He said it was $20,000, but it was broke. So how it worked was, in order for him to get hard, he would have to pump his balls, but it was broke. So.
I have seen those things. It's like, there's a thing that they put in your dick somehow, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an attachment to it, like they put it like a little piece, like either
mm-hmm.
by like right by your balls area or something, maybe a little bit
mm-hmm.
higher, like in the pelvic area, and you
mm-hmm.
And you hook the ball up to the little spot. It's like you got to think, and fellas out there, like think like a basketball pump. You know, when you got a basketball, you get the pump and you stick it right there. You got a permanent basketball, like, it's like having a dick basketball attached to your shit, right? And then you just put in the little pump right next to it, just to your shit get hard.
Yeah.
But then you still got to let the air out, too, though. Like, you still, it's like, what's those shoes? Remember the shoes you have to pump? Remember the old school pump shoes? Like, till it gets tight enough, and then you press the button on the side, and then it comes back out. Basically the same situation. But
there you go.
But it's amazing to me, like, okay, so he had, well, how much did you say his dick implant was? $4,000 something or whatever?
$20,000. He said it was $20,000.
Where the fuck are these people, first of all? See, and this just shows you, this is why other people in third world countries and shit can't stand Americans, because Americans spend $20,000 fucking dollars on shit like penis pumps and $5,000 to get fucked in the ass and shit and everything like that. Because that's why motherfuckers hate us over here in America. This is why everybody want to come over here and blow us up, because we do shit like this. Like, this is what Americans do. So, okay, I'm sorry. That just amazed me. Now, all right, now let's catch back up with the story. Now, okay, 75-year-old man, $20,000 dick implant that's broken. Uh-huh. All right, and to get hard, he had to pump it up like the Nike shoe, the old school Nike shoe. So he had to pump up the dick. Okay, then what happened?
Uh-huh. And since it's broke, but he liked to be dominated. So what he wanted me to do was he wanted to rub on me, you know, like touch me. And don't get me wrong, some dominatrix do not let customers touch them at all. But see me, I like to be touched, so I kind of
bend the rules a little bit.
Right, there you go. And,
okay.
And he wanted me to haul at, you know, first he was still on me. Then he wanted me to hog tie him. So he provided rope, like a rope you get from Home Depot. And he lay on his stomach, and he would want me to hog tie him and gag him. And he had a pair of socks, so he wanted me to gag
put it in his mouth. So I did that, hog tied him, and then I had I brought it from L.A. It was from the pleasure chest, and it was
Though. See, that's the fact that we shop at the same places sometimes. For those that don't know, like I said, real freaks in L.A. know about the pleasure chest, but keep going. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, you know, he was prepared. You know, his ass was pretty open, so someone has been in it before. I'm not sure. He didn't close that.
At this 75-year-old freak with an open asshole, but keep going. Damn.
So I lubed it. Use a water-based, you know, like a KY Natural. I like Natural.
All right.
Because it's not sticky. So, yeah, it was easy, you know, just lubed it, lubed his ass, like dripped it on his ass, and it was lubed, and then entered.
And I mean, this is all wild. So he wanted to be, okay, so let me get this all the way straight. Let's recap the whole story just so I'm clear. All right, I want to make sure I got everything understood here. So, first of all, we got a 75-year-old man. 75. That's number one. All right.
Yeah.
Then... All right, penis, $20,000 dick implant that's broken, that doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
All right,
yes.
Has to pump up his dick. Now, came to the session with all his own shit, right? His own dildo, his own ropes, his own mouth gags. He had his own little bag, right? Then... What you had the hog tie? Now I'm trying to think of how you hog tied him. Now is this one of those like I've tied up girls before? Now, like I said, I'm just trying to think. I just can't believe that there are people out here like this. Now when you say hog tie, now are we talking I'm trying to think how did you tie him up? Hands in front of him, like hands to his feet, but facing forward, like you know, like you're
there
trying
you
to touch your toes type shit, or
yes, he laid on his stomach, he put his arms behind his back. He bent he was pretty fit, but he bent his legs backwards and then he tied. I mean,
you hog tie like the police tie you up when you flipping
like
out.
Like a pig.
If he tied up with his arms and his feet connected behind his back, how was you? He was on his stomach or he was on his back? He was on his stomach.
He was on his stomach.
So then, but his hands was behind his back, and then if his feet are brought up, how was you fucking, I can't believe I'm asking this, but how was you fucking him in the ass if he was all hog-tied with his shit behind him?
You said, how did I fuck him in the ass? I went between his legs. Comfortability is not my business.
Oh, wow.
This
shit, and they, like I said, and I thank you so much for hanging out, ABJ. Like I said, they wonder why this is reality raid over here. This is the exact reason why, because there's some fucking twisted people out there and shit. You know what I mean? Like, but, oh, man, and then how much did you make off this old white dude? You say he's like your regular, right? So, I mean, how much did he drop on the whole event and everything? Like, you walked away with about how much? I mean,
At that time, $1,000, yes, $1,000, and I got paid up front. I met him on Craigslist. Yeah, I met him when Craigslist was open, you know, when it was going and popping.
When y'all talking about, like, $1,000 roses and everything like that. Yeah, I know the little co-workers on Craigslist. I used to look at this thing.
Sure did.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we're going to get back into some more music real quick. We got, like I said, if y'all got to get in on this if you can. If y'all want to call in any questions, we're going to open up the conversation. Like I said, we don't tell them where this is going to go. Man, dominatrix shit is crazy. Like I said, I thought I heard some shit. I'd have heard it from the horse's mouth. No offense, but that, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't going to get this shit nowhere else but Bang Out Radio, y'all. Fuck with your boy, Dagger, Queen V, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. We will be right back, and it is still ladies' night, so hold on. Let me put my Theo voice back on. Like, ladies, I'm still trying to look out for y'all. Like I said, I hope your panties is getting wet. I hope you're thinking about that very special somebody, and I hope you even go ahead and play with your clitoris a little bit if you want to. Don't worry. I won't tell nobody. We'll be right back.
Of love so deep, you bound to have pain.
won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
up, baby? Let me grab your coat, though. Look, let me make that ass unwind. Make sure you grab that wine. It's right there in the ice. Scoop a couple nights, cause we can utilize anything to get you high. I'ma blow your mind. Make sure your toes look fine. I wouldn't hesitate to dine. Shorty in a prime, I'm on an incline to give you this pine, girl. Baby, I ain't gonna fight no more. Tonight, I'ma give you everything you want. You and I physically can join as one. Girl, my mission is to make it come. Preparations for lovely this chemistry is ordering. For you seek it. It's your body that I'm needing. Grabbing sheets, heavy breathing. This season leads to all the screaming. Twins, G-spots in your madam. Helps me get to your orgasm. Her scent is like a rose. Just drop your bags to the flow. I'ma sweep you off your toes. Kiss you on your earlobe. Nothing under my bathrobe. So you already know. Girl, you got that glow. Take your clothes off slow. I can imagine how this should go. First I play full. Rub on your torso. Now watch me go low. Welcome to the Young Chef Show. Baby, I ain't gonna fight no more. Tonight, I'ma give you everything you want. You and I physically can join as one. Girl, my mission is to make it come. Preparations for lovely,
lovely, yeah.
Chemistry is ordering. Anxious feeling for you, seeking. Grabbing sheets, heavy breathing. This season leads to all the screams. Twins, G-spots in your bed. Helps me get to your orgasm. This feeling is overwhelming. Compare me to a hammer that's nailing. We on a plateau, parasailing. While I'm going deeper, swelling, filling up your love. Anticipation's where it came from. Avatar connection so numb. I only got one chance for heavenly romance. So as we slow dance, her body temperature's rising. Oh, I can tell that you like it. Bottom lip biting, squirming and fighting me. Oh, so girl, don't run from. Girl, it's coming. At your pace, we're going. Guess what? It's here. Let it shower over me.
Y'all, we back. I usually play other shit right here, but just come on back because, like I said, my computer's messing up again right now. So, we're back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger Queen, still good?
Of course, like always.
All right, for sure, for sure. Got to get the rest of the panel back in real quick. Hold on. Almost there, ladies. So sunny. Like I said, this always happens. Again, when you're trying to steal other people's Wi-Fi, when you don't got your own shit hooked up to the wall and everything, you know, you have issues sometimes. So that's I'm sorry, but... The new year will bring about new things, new changes, new faces on Bang Out Radio. So, again, if you've always been here, thank you for always being here. But we're going to keep growing. We're going to keep striving for bigger goals, bigger accomplishments, more shows, more people. Like I said, ain't no telling where this can go as long as we all stick to it and do what we're doing, and we're doing this together. Because, like I said, Bang Out Radio seems to attract the realest people, you know what I mean, the realest people in whatever you're doing and whatever it is that you do. Like I said, we don't judge. We don't pass judgment. Everybody got their own life. Everybody got things they got to do. But as long as you're real about chores, you honest about chores, then we got love for you over here on Bang Out Radio, all right? It's always it's the motherfuckers that be lying about they shit or trying to portray something that they not or, you know, or just be on that bullshit. We don't got that time for that over here, all right? This is Reality Radio, Bang Out Radio. And we back in effect. So, MEJ, still good?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, definitely, definitely. Dagger's newest beauty of the week again, Ms. MEJ hanging out tonight. Ms. Dominatrix, man, I love the conversation we had tonight. Thank you so much for hanging out tonight. And Juice, you still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, for sure. Well, MEJ, like I said, we've been asking you the questions, so I believe it's only fair. If you have any questions you want to ask me, my co-host, you know, or just anything in general you may want our opinions on and everything, I believe it's only fair before we get out of here that you at least get to ask a couple of questions if you would like. And, you know, we're just as open as you have been, so feel free to ask me or anybody anything you want if you have anything rolling through your head right now, if you would like to ask.
Well, I have a couple of questions, actually.
Here we go.
First. For Mr. Jagger here.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you one to be dominated? Are you a good servant or a slave?
Man, see, here's the thing. My number one rule is I don't like being tied up. So all that hog tying stuff and everything and all that, I have serious trust issues. So, and I've seen too many movies and I've heard too many stories where, you know, two people get tied to stuff. And, you know, get robbed and all kinds of stuff like that. I'm not saying you would do it and anything like that. I mean, if it was somebody I know, then maybe one hand. But as far as being dominant, yeah, I like being told what to do sometimes. I mean, sometimes it's cute, you know, girls catch a little attitude, do this, do that, or whoop or whatever. But no, I'm not into like, don't hit me with nothing. I don't like being spanked. Like I said, definitely don't go nowhere near my asshole or we're gonna be fighting, you know. I'm not crawling along the floor on all fours in a diaper. I'm not doing none of that shit. Like, but you know, I may lick a heel or something. You know, like, oh damn, those shoes look good. Like, you know, just on some freaky type shit. You know, if you tell me what to do as far as the girl goes or you or the woman or the dominant, like, yeah, lick this thigh. Like, yeah, lick this. If as far as it's you, I don't got no problem with that because then I feel like I'm doing something like that. I ain't got no problem with. But that whole like. Walk across the floor on all fours and don't look at me and all that. Nah, I can't do all the extras. But I have no problem with a girl telling me what to do as long as this involves, like, pleasing her and I'm getting involved with her. That whole stand over there and do as I say while I kick you in the balls and shit, nah, I can't do it.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Too bad.
No, I'm good. As long as, like I said, as long as she's telling me to do things that involve her directly, that I could be involved with her, then yes. That whole I don't like being separated, told what to do. I feel like I'm being coached back in high school or something or whatever, and I can't stand it. And also don't like authority. I have a problem with authority. Like I said, it has to be in certain context that I could deal with it. But I guess overall, yes, I like being told what to do, but not in a super freaky dominatrix type way, I guess. I don't know if that answers your question, but I hope I answered your question.
Well, those are the ones that are best broken, the ones that are resistant towards someone mastering them.
Look at this one. See this right here? See? He's trying to break somebody. But no. But like I said, but I'm also the type to say that, you know, I'm not going to say I wouldn't try anything once, but there are certain things I definitely won't do. Let's not get shit twisted. But, I mean, depending on the girl and the situation and everything, like I said, I may try a couple of things if it's going to turn around and everything like that. But like I said, nobody near my ass, none of that other shit. That I'm not doing. But anything shy of that, maybe I may think about. I'll be honest. Depending on how toasted I am and the girl and everything like that, I don't know. But that's me.
Okay, well, too bad. I think you'd be a pretty good slave or servant, you know.
Wow, how does this look at
But
and, you know, that's history right there. That's the first time I've ever heard that. Nobody's ever told me. I may sound like I'd be a good slave to somebody, but but hey, I don't know. You never know, I guess. I feel like I'm a slave enough already. Girls already give me to do all kind of shit I don't want to do, so I don't know.
Well, for a queen. Would you rather be dominated or would you be the dominatrix?
I'm gonna put in my vote. Hold on. You know what? You try to guess what they're gonna say. I'm putting in my vote now. Like, boop. I got my answer. Go ahead. What you want to hear?
Let's see. I would like to try both. Actually, I think that, you know, I never say never to certain things, especially when it comes down to what somebody might like. Now, I mean, like, if some things that I'm kind of iffy about, yeah. But, I mean, I don't want to say no. I never say never to certain shit, you feel me? But, I mean, and if I could be a dominatrix, I think that would be some sexy shit. Let me fucking get in some leather and a whip.
That's what my vote was going to be, Queen. Yeah, the way I can see you, like, really, like yo, nigga, what the fuck?
No,
I
think that would be sexy, like me in some leather shirt and some bomb-ass heels and a whip and be like, yeah, you know, do what I tell you to do. I think that should be sexy. But like I said, I just, you know, which way you want to tie me up, babe, I'm with that shit too. Like, fuck it. I'm with it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to just be honest.
She's
going to
choose both. I'll say you got to go above. You can tie me up or I can tie you up. However, whatever mood I'm in for tonight, huh, Oh, wait, hold on. We got somebody else trying to jump in on this real quick. Hold on, y'all, before we get up out of here. See, we done sparked up conversations. Who's this? Straight out the 909-3733. You got Dagger, you got Queen, you got Amy J, you got Juicy hanging out. What it do?
Yo, what's good? I'm just on here. I was tuning into y'all radio. I listened to y'all a couple times. Homegirl Nicole, a.k.a. Queen, she hit me up with a text telling me to tune in. I'm feeling the topics y'all be talking about.
Because you're talking about the government.
Yo, this is your boy Brandon.
Poppin', what's up?
Oh, okay, I was about to say, she paused like she didn't know who you was for a second, man. Like I was like, okay, did she know you?
I did it. I sent the text to everybody.
Like, you know, yeah, she kind of hesitated, but it's cool, B. But nah, man, we in here on this dominatrix shit, man. Let me ask, man. You ever, bitch, ever like tie you, let a girl tie you up to the bedpost somewhere or something, man? Where's your stand on this dominatrix stuff? Would you let a girl dominate you, or is something you're not fucking with, or what's your viewpoint on that?
Real shit, I ain't never had that done before. I'm not saying I never would, because I'm open and damn near anything. That whole ass play shit.
There we go. I was about to say, but yeah, thank you. Yeah, nigga, you see, real niggas want to clarify that shit. Like, you know what? I'm with it, but I'm not with that. You know what I mean?
It feels good. Don't deny yourself.
Hey, I'll take your word for it. I'm going to always, and whatever a girl says some shit like that, I'm going to be the first. Hey, I'll take your word for it. I'll believe you, but I'm not going to learn from experience. But that, like, my bad, go ahead.
Usually, I like being dominatrix, but every once in a while, I wouldn't mind a female taking control, doing what she want to do. That's a turn on, because she's getting off to herself, like she doing her. She in her own little world.
Now, see, I agree with that, because, see, there's a difference between being dominant and being in control. See, I like it when a girl takes control of the situation, because usually a guy always got to be in control, got to, you know, position the girl, got to do this, got to do that. It's usually, you know, a guy has, when a guy can just sit back and just let a girl, like, handle this. And, like, see, me, what I think about, I like to be used as, like, you ever see them big human sex toys? I want a girl to think of me like I'm just a sex toy. Like, just let me lay here, and you just use me in whatever way you see fit. You know what I mean? And the best part about it is that you could, that in that way, you could tell me what to do. Like, babe, move over here. Like, kid, you could tell me what to do. It's like an interactive, it's going to be like an interactive sex slave or whatever. I can fuck with that. I can do that. You know what I mean? But that's, again, that's me. But, oh, man, it's been an interesting show tonight, y'all. Too bad we got to get up out of here, man. Sometimes it's like, damn, where the fucking 2 hours go? But, Brady, you're the last one on the line, man. Go ahead, man. Any shout outs you want to give real quick? Any links you want people to holler at you at if you got them or whatever? I mean, just let people know what's up real quick before we get out of here.
Now I'm just chilling, just low key on my hustle tip. But most definitely, I'm gonna tune in a little earlier next week though.
For sure, man. Like I said, anytime. Everybody got to get on the conversation. Real, real, recognize real, and that's what we're here for. All right?
Yeah.
For sure. Miss Juicy. Juicy hanging out. Yeah. Juicy, well, Juicy, I didn't mean to cut you off real quick before we get out here. I mean, you like to dominate? Would you take the dominant role? Would you like to be dominated? Where's your sense on the domination?
I mean, because I have such, okay, it's just because I got a lot of ass, a lot of niggas like me to dominate. I don't have big boys want me to suck on their titties and slap them around. You see what I mean? Like, it's whatever. But I like a nice, strong man that can flip and toss me because, you know, I'm thick. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what he can do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it depends how drunk I am at the same time. Yeah, it depends how drunk I am. If I'm real drunk, then we about to get into it. But if I ain't that drunk, then he got to work some shit.
See, but here's
make it tingle a little bit. I don't know.
Here's a quick one now. Is it like the song say, like that goose gets you loose? Like when girls get drunk and then you whip that dude that you want to be with, you just really just let it go. You just do whatever
baby,
the fuck
he,
you want
baby,
to.
Baby,
wow.
If it's
Alpha Molly.
It's,
man.
I mean, woo,
you
make it sweat. You
can somebody tell me what that is like? Everybody
I popped one, but I guess I caught a weak one because I'm like, this shit is whack. You know, because I pop fizzles. You know what I mean? I was on the thizzle game before the Mollies came around. You know, I was popping thizzles. And, you know,
okay,
thizzle,
well, on the weekend, you know, I had me a big boy. I like me a big boy with a big meat. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn what nobody say. But he popped the Molly, and he worked that ass. I ain't even going to lie. I was like, baby, he was dripping all over me. I was like, hey, let go now. You know what I'm saying? I had to call him back. Like, you know, I enjoyed the session. You know,
nah, I got to find some good Mollies. I want to get on one. And then when I
get on
the
white boy.
One,
get your white boys on and popping.
I'm going to let everybody know what's up. But, okay, Juicy, you were answered. I'm sorry. I have to cut y'all. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I guess it all depends on the person. You feel me? If his gold's blinking and his dress swinging, you know, I want him to go ahead and get on top so I can get turned on. You feel me? But, you know, if he's a big boy, you know, I got to go ahead and work my muscles a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it depends on the person. You know what I'm saying? In the beginning, as long as I get my monkey sucked, we all popping. We all in. We all in. Everything else.
As long as I get my monkey sucked, we all in.
Well, I get that monkey. Once you make it tingle, then I'm on
the floor. You put it exactly the right way because a lot of niggas don't realize. Like I said, fellas, and this is just like and just coming from a guy's perspective. Again, you can't go down on every girl, but if a girl take care of herself, she right, she proper, that pussy look good and everything like that, looking good, smelling good, motherfucker, you gotta munch that motherfucker down because niggas just don't realize. It's like when you eat the pussy and you eat it good before you fuck it. It's like warming up a car and getting it all the way revved up. I mean, you're doing. Especially if you're good at it.
It make you want to do freaky things afterwards.
That,
once you caught your glitch, then you're like, hey, you know.
It fills a girl up. It just gets them started and gets them to a point where it's like if you just straight and just started fucking out the way. You know, it's like a build up on anything else. You know, you turn on your computer and it's turned off and you turn it on, the motherfucker loads up. It doesn't just come right on. You know what I mean? You got to load it up. You got to get it.
No,
warmed
he gotta
up
go ahead
everything,
and eat it.
You know,
he
like,
because if not, you know, monkey put a popping rubbers left and right. You know, we can't have that. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta keep it. We gotta keep it.
But
wet,
I keep
you know
saying this
saying?
All the time. I'm saying this way or well, because like I said, fellas, eat pussy good. Make sure
and
like
and
said, you make that girl. And
lick
you know when you eat
yeah.
pussy right way. Here's
ooh,
my thing, ladies,
stop
y'all.
Playing.
Y'all tell me if I'm right. My thing is, I eat the pussy. If I'm eating the pussy, I eat the pussy until the girl has to push me away. Like, damn it, I can't
so
take no
eat
more. That's when you know
you
done. That's when you know you done your job. But you can't even take no more.
Dagger, why you asking questions when you eat that pussy? Do you slip that tongue towards that ass and tingle a little bit and come back up?
Yes.
Nah, I don't. Now, wait. I'm not getting
a lot. See, that's why I
have
fuck with
before.
Big boys now. See,
the
big
girl,
boys like to munch.
When I toss... The first salad I tossed and that I ever tossed was my ex. I was with her for 5 years and everything, like I said. So, yeah, I did that maybe once or twice. But like I said, and that was, like, fresh out the shower and everything like that. So I was like, fuck it, let's do this now. I test the asshole sometimes because I be seeing what girls, because some girls like that ass right now. If a girl wanted it in the ass, I ain't got no problems if that's what they do. But I'll test it out a little bit. You got to test it. I won't put my tongue on it, but I'll, like, I like lick my thumb and rub it around the asshole to see if I can, you know, what I mean, see how she feel about it or whatever. Yeah, the thumb, because the thumb's the closest thing to, like, you know.
You know
what
it is? When a woman is very voluptuous, when she has a lot of ass, some niggas really have a fetish, a licking ass. I don't know if it's all women, but if you have a whole lot of ass, a nigga want to, you know, hey, they all in. They popping that molly. I'm trying to say, they going to work in it. Maybe that's a country thing, baby. You know, that's how we do it down here in Orlando. I don't know how they do it up there. You know what I mean?
Look, we don't get it twisted. We get
in the country, we get down and dirty. You know, we
know some people. I got some dudes out here that'll do all that shit. You know what I mean? I know some niggas out here. You know, some of the homies will be out here right with you, like, man, I lay ass, everything, whatever, and all, which is cool. I'm not trying to say I'm not, you know what I mean? Dagger's one of the biggest freaks you will know. But at the same time, like I'm saying, I just heard too much. I just seen too much. I just, you know, and I just know, you know, where my lines are. You know, that's just me. I know exactly, like, I'm going to do, and I've done a grip of shit, you know. So it's like, I just know where my lines are on certain things. And like I said, you just can't lick any girl asshole and everything. You can't just do that. You can't just put your mouth anywhere on anybody. You know, that's what, no disrespect to anybody, but you just
like
can't do it.
My ass straw slurping, and I don't give a damn. You finna lick this ass. You finna lick this ass. You finna lick this pussy. Suck on your toes, nigga. We finna get on it. You finna do everything. You finna do shit you ain't never did before. You want to come back and get some of this pussy again?
I'm sorry. See, we going to have to say this. Like I said, we got to say this for next week. This is what happens on West Coast Wednesday. Conversations get too cracking, but juicy. Shout out. Let people know where they can find you. If you want to find you, Juicy. I'm still waiting for your picture so you can come on and be officially Dagger's Beauty of the Week and everything. But waiting for you to get back in the studio, hear some music and everything. So we're going to be looking out for you, Juicy. But let people know where they can find you and everything real quick. Shout outs if you want, you know, anything real quick.
I mean, just hit me up on Facebook, JUCIEBABIE, you know. You'll see the pretty red bone, you know, juicy titties and long hair. That's me. Long hair don't care.
Ah, there it is, y'all. Make sure y'all check her out. Make sure y'all check her out, show your support. And as always, Juicy, you know, you're more than welcome to hang out with us at any time. Because I know it's like, what time is it over there? It's like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock?
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock, but I'm a vampire, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we don't never go to sleep. That's what I'm talking about.
That's how
we night owls. That's what I like to hear. See, I got to come down there, man. I got to travel and get turned up with different people. I got to see how y'all really operate in the streets.
Yeah,
so,
you
right,
gonna fuck up and got on a molly and be eating some ass. You better stay your ass in L.A.
No, shit, we got mollies out here, too. But, I mean, I ain't scared. Don't get it twisted. Dagger ain't never scared. Don't get nothing twisted. But, all right, Juicy, thanks for checking in, man. It's always a pleasure having you, all right? Make sure you holler back at your boy anytime, all right?
Okay, good night.
All right, y'all.
Good night.
And then, Miss Amy J, thank you so much for being here. Dagger's newest Beauty of the Week this week. Again, make sure y'all check her out on my Facebook page. She's already loaded up. And like I said, just show your support. If you got anything you maybe want to link up with her on, if you one of these freaky white dudes out here that want to be dominated or anything, I got a girl for y'all. I got somebody. At least 1,000 off top. At least. Don't fuck. And if you ain't about your business, don't holler at her. We don't fuck with the bullshit over here, all right? So make sure you're about your business if you're hollering at Amy J. But I'm sorry, Amy J, go ahead.
I mean, you know, it's Christmas time, so I'll take, you know, half off, depending. You know, you But no, I'm pretty much, you can just reach me at Facebook.com/ Pretty Dark Skin, Pretty, DarkSkn, Pretty Dark Skin. And I'll be there, and I'll add you and whatever. I don't bite.
unless you want to. Exactly. I was just about to say, unless you pay her to do that.
Unless that money, right.
Oh, well, again, and now that you've, like I said, now that you've come through, like I said, you're always welcome to come. Hold on to the number. You know when we on. You see what we get into. You're always more than welcome to join in, call in. And then now also, like I'm saying, as far as I go, and you being local, when we go party, we got these video shoots. If the Witty Boys got a show or something like that, you're always welcome to come out and party with us. We got you and everything like that because you Dagger's, you want a Dagger's Beauty, so you're more than welcome to come through. And you always if you got any friends, homegirls or whatever, you think might want to come through, holler at your boy, get on Dagger's Beauty Week as well. Like I said, we always taking submissions. Just tell them to holler at me.
Okay, I most definitely will.
All right, Amy J. We'll look forward to hearing from you again. Thanks for checking in. Keep us tuned in. And like I said, if you ever tune in, you hear something going on, you want to jot in on something, shit, feel free. You always.
Okay, most definitely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Amy J. Amy J, holler at you later, all right?
All right. Good night.
All right. And then, of course... Queen B, it's been an interesting show, hasn't it?
It has been.
I love my job. This is what, like I said, this is the one thing I've actually enjoyed doing. I love this shit. This shit is fucking crazy. But go ahead, Queen. Let people know, you know, shout outs you want to give. Let people know where they can find you, all that good shit, so we can get up out of here.
Okay, first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Homie Kids. Happy birthday.
I love you. Man, we've been through some shit, but I love you. Use my nigga, I fuck with you. Shout out to everybody who fucks with Bang Out Radio. I appreciate you guys. Everybody who came through tonight, Juicy J, and our beauty of the week, Amy J. Sorry, did I get those backwards? It's Amy J.
It's Amy, yeah, Amy J. and Juicy.
Okay. Sorry, I'm sorry, y'all. I've been drinking
Juicy
a little
J's,
bit.
Juicy J's the rapper. Juicy J's
just
the rapper.
Give me a little way, just a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm not all the way here. I'm leaning. But shout out to you guys. I appreciate that. Like I said, shout out to anybody who fucks with Bang Out Radio. Continue to send in your music. I appreciate it. Me and Dagger both greatly appreciate it. Shout out to my boy, the Dagger. I appreciate you and everything that you do.
Thanks.
And keeping me and keeping me here and giving me this beautiful opportunity. I really appreciate you for that and everything that you do for Bang Out Radio. I appreciate that. Let's see. You guys can find me on Facebook, /ColeyBaby, ColeyBby. You guys can also find me on Twitter. That's where I usually be at. If you guys want to holler at me, trying to get my Twitter together. But you guys can find me at Cali Queen. Yes, I have rechanged my Twitter again, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find a name that fits, but I think Cali Queen will be the last time I do it. So you guys can find me at Cali Queen. You got to put the underscore between Cali and Queen.
and is that Cali with a C or a K? Is that Cali with a C or a K?
With a C.
Okay, just making sure, because, you know, some people put the K on it. But go ahead.
No, you guys can find me there. And it doesn't have the U. It's Q-W-E-E-N.
See? All the special spellings and shit? See?
Yeah, I had to do it that way, y'all. I'm sorry. Had to put my little twist on it. Cali Queen. Q-W-E-E-N. Talk to me, y'all. I'll talk back.
All right, so y'all, of course, know who I am, y'all. The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And, yeah, man, I don't even know. You know, I always want to wind up without nothing to say by the time the show's up, because everybody done thanked everybody. You know, I thank everybody, just period. Just anybody, like I said, Topaz that started out Bang Out Radio and that's letting me do what I got to do over here. All y'all independent artists is always doing y'all musical thing. Without doing what y'all doing, wouldn't have nothing to play. We had the ladies turned up tonight, fellas. Like I said, or it's just all the music I played tonight. Y'all saw the mode I was in, man. Y'all enjoy what y'all doing. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending me brand new music because I always need new shit for rotation, all right? And then, of course, just anybody that takes out this time out of their day to come over here and fuck with us, to call in, support the show, support the independent artists, support the beauties of the week. Just talk about the show. If you heard something tonight, y'all saw what kind of crazy shit we got to tonight. Come on now. And no, mother, I ain't heard no shit like that straight from somebody's mouth before. You know what I mean? So it's like, this is why it's reality radio. This is what I do for y'all. Y'all should be able to make it through the rest of the fucking week now, at least till Friday, all right? So, let's go through the lineup. We'll see y'all on Fuck You Fridays from 6 to 8, where it's all talk. If you got an issue, you got a problem, something you want to get off your chest about anything before the weekend gets here, that's your time to do it, all right? Call in, let me know what's up, talk to your boy, all right? I'll give you all that chance, and we're going to play no music, just all talk, get it off your chest, whatever it is, we're going to find a way to, you know, help out. And if we can't help out, it may feel good to talk about it. That's what people keep telling me, all right? And then, of course, we got Slap Sundays every Sunday from 7 to 9, where it all started for me, where it all started for Dagger, playing nothing but the slappers from the top independent artists from around the world, Craig, around the world, and where we try to slap the stupidity out of some of these dumb motherfuckers. Because, I mean, there's a lot of dumb shit going on in the world. Of course, y'all can look out the fucking, every time y'all walk around, y'all see dumb shit going on. So that's what we try to help out over there. And, of course, the Triple M Show. And again, I apologize for this past week's Triple M Show, y'all, for those that tuned in, and because, like I said, I got stuck at work late, had to rush to try to do the show, tried to do the show from my phone, didn't work out, and I didn't want to bullshit y'all on a fucked-up show. So that's the only reason that the show didn't go down the way it was supposed to, but hey, I had to make my money, too. I know y'all understand. And, of course, we're right back here every Wednesday, Hump Nights, 9 to 11, Dagger, Queen V, talking about them adult matters and adult topics, trying to get y'all to get it cracking for the night, all right, because it is hump night, so just get through the rest of the week, all right? Get your fucking on if you got the opportunity to do so. But, yeah, about to sign off. Dagger, again, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, with my co-host Queen V. Shouts out to Amy J for tuning in tonight, Dominatrix, Juicy checking in from around the world at 2 o'clock. We all vampires, you know, they call me Blade, you know, that's what I mean. I am the daywalker around this motherfucker, you know what I mean? I got all their powers, but none of their weaknesses. That's how we operate around here, all right? But, again, we're all in this together. I can't stress that enough. I can't do this by myself. I need help. And not necessarily help, I just need y'all to talk, which does help. Since y'all talk all the time already, just talk about the show. I don't got a Twitter. If you're tweeting, you know, Dagger doesn't tweet. I ain't never tweeted ever, and I'm not going to unless somebody's going to tweet for me. But fuck it. If you tweet or if you got a Twitter and you listen to the show, tweet the show. Share it. I told y'all last week, if you like the show and you press the like button on Facebook, just go over two more little slots and hit the share button. All right? Just share it once. All right, just let people know that you want them to check it out too. All right, we are, like I said, this is the only way it's going to grow. I'm telling y'all, I'm bringing y'all new shows. I'm going to bring y'all new drops. And that's also what I need, drops. All y'all artists out there, or even ladies, beauties of the week that's passed or whatever, just ladies, if you want to do a drop for the show, like, hey, this is tuned in to Dagger Queen, whatever y'all want to do, holla at me. We can make something happen, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, and we're going to keep going, keep growing, keep rising. And I promise you we're not going to go anywhere as long as I got something to do with. All right? We'll see y'all next week, and we'll see y'all on Friday. Fuck you Fridays. And I'm at the point of no return, so I'm going to roll out with my nigga Levi Cav real quick, and we'll see y'all on Friday and next week.
Yeah, man. Friends with me. We at the point of no return, homie.
My heart is telling me to be different. It's about time for me to move on. Follow everything that I learned. I'm at a point of no return.
The point of no return, and I ain't going back. I think it's high time I finally got my life on track. I take one step forward, then three back. My niggas say I sold my soul, I want it back. Spent a lot of time dancing, so now I'm stuck. I see the reapers with a shovel, I'm like, what the fuck? I hear the devil in my ear, but I can't see the shape. I got a lot of bad habits that I can't break. I got a lot of homies that done lost their soul. I think I need to repent before I'm dead and gone. All this bullshit and beef, I was 10 and old. I should have listened to the stories that the niggas told. Like this is devil played a hand, I was dealt. I'm revealing all the feelings that I once felt. I ain't holding nothing back, I ain't sparing no feelings. So if you don't know, stay the fuck up on my business.
Bugging me, man, I'm going insane. People just see the evil and fail to realize that I've changed. I guess there's no such thing as a clean slate or a new page. It really loses my screws. It's hard to control this rage. It's getting to that time where I'm at the day of age. I guess it's just too late. I'm searching the portrait that I paint. I'm at the point of no return. I don't really think to save. I've been praying every day for it to go away. Don't think that I can break this gate. Find myself to escape. This fucked up life of mine is here to stay. My heart telling me it's a game will sign me up to play. If they don't see nothing different, well then I guess that it'll never change. Releasing this beast and things will never be the same. There is no coming back, I created myself escape. See how I'm only happy when people mention my name. Fuck it, just swallow my pride, it left me with this to say.
My heart is telling me to be different. About time for me to move on. Follow everything that I learned. I'm at a point of
no return. I ain't nervous, you're running on fable. We better look here.
Time I move, it seems you gotta act, gotta act like a fucking fool, fucking ain't digging that.
So we gotta do our own thing. With all the plot of you, plot of you, your old name. Treat you like my girl, you like a homie. Homie, every dude you know, you're showing no shame. No shame. Now you see why I ain't digging this. We not no Mormons, not polygamists. I'm so tired, girl, I'm sick of this. I tried it once and threw it back, just like a licorice. And you can't see why we ain't kicking it. Tell the truth, I guess that we are all some different ish. That's a lesson that I had to learn. We at the point of no return.
My heart is telling me to be different. It's about time for me to move on.
Day I was born, I done made it 30 years, I still got lessons to learn. T-Dagger keeps an open-minded time, you all remember me. The L.A. niggas showing middle fingers to who's doubting me. The prophecy, so many niggas tried to steer me wrong. And so many bitches claim they love me cause my dick is long. I avoided baby traps with lazy bitch and ghetto rat. And all them hating niggas that was plotting on my paper stack. That's a rack, you hit a track, we at the point of no return.
He's on fire.
Bump the mind, pissing on them, let them burn. A quarter turn, they let me go, the prosecutor did a jack. Cause I done did a lot of shit, but Popo just take off the end. Robert still, but didn't kill. Maybe I'll see heaven still. But it's hell on earth, that's why I'm smoking, drinking, popping pills. Let's make a deal. All you gotta do is stay up out my way. I'm past the point of thinking. I'ma listen to my heart say.
Point of no return, this motherfucker.